Father, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the adoration in Jesus' precious name. What a faithful, faithful God we serve. We have great cause to give God praise today. This is testimonies and thanksgiving service. Our Destiny Christian Academy are giving God thanksgiving today for their graduation. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise for them. We had a couple of them that did above the 300 in JAMB, and all of them passed JAMB. All of them passed 100%. Give the Lord the praise. We'll soon be doing Thanksgiving with them and with every other person, but very, very quickly, as we round off in this month of prayer, subject today is amplifying prayer effort. Amplifying prayer effort. Our objective is to understand what to do to amplify the effect of prayer. Actually, amplifying prayer effect. What to do to amplify the effect of our prayer. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The principle of amplification is a principle that is well known in life. The principle of amplification and acceleration of results is a principle well known in life. I can give a few examples. First, the human voice is amplified with electronic amplifiers that can make it reach further. A wider audience, and also make it louder in sound. Second, chemical reactions can be accelerated and expedited with the use of enzymes in enzymatic reactions to speed up the reactions and produce more drastic results. That's the principle of amplification. The reactions could happen by themselves, but the enzymes amplify, accelerate them. The voice of a person could speak on his own, but the amplification system amplifies them. Third, chemical fertilizers can be used to accelerate and expedite the growth of plants in the earth. Plants can grow on their own, but the application of fertilization is the acceleration, the amplification of the results. Fourth, magnifying glasses. In fact, seeing glasses, medicated glasses, help people to see brighter. But magnifying glasses are used to concentrate the rays of light of the sunlight And you can set a forest fire, burn a paper, burn a dry wood. That is the principle of amplification. Fifth, fire can burn on its own, but when it is fueled, whether the fuel is firewood or it is petrol or anything, it is amplified, it is accelerated, its impact is multiplied. In the same manner, the impact of your prayer can be multiplied by certain things that can be done. The effect of our prayers can be multiplied. As we pray, we expect to be answered. But certain things can make that answer accelerated. Certain things can make that impact explosive. And I'm going to look at some of them. Number one, amplifier, accelerator, multiplier of our prayer effect is walking in forgiveness. Hope I'm not straining my voice. I hope all these sounds here are working clear. Walking in forgiveness. Mark chapter 11, where we read already in verse 25. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Two things would be clear here. Number one, forgiveness accelerates prayer results, and unforgiveness frustrates prayer effect. That's the first thing to note. For if you forgive not others their trespasses, your heavenly Father has not forgiven you your trespasses. Forgiveness accelerates prayer results. Unforgiveness frustrates prayer effect. Because the Bible said God does not hear sinners. If you have not forgiven people their sins, your own sins remain with you. In the face of God, you are still a sinner, and God does not hear sinners. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Bible says the Lord will not hear me. Second, forgiveness, which is a department of love, potentiates faith. The Bible says faith worketh by love. Forgiveness, which is a department of love, which is an expression of love, potentiates faith. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, he said, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So your love makes faith potent. Forgiveness makes faith potent. Unforgiveness makes faith impotent. It doesn't matter what you believe, it is not potent in the realm of the spirit if love is lacking, if forgiveness is lacking. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. So is there someone who has hurt you so badly? Or are there people you are holding in your heart? You can't forgive them. You can't let it go. You think about it, you are frustrated, irritated. There may be the reason why some prayers have been praying for a long time have not been answered. This morning, make up your mind to let go anyone you must let go. Walking in forgiveness is an amplifier, number one. Number two is praying with vision. Praying with vision. Not just praying, Lord, I need this or I need that, but praying with vision. That is, praying with the picture of the outcome. That is, while you are praying, you are seeing how the result of your prayer look like. You are not in doubt how it looks like if you are answered. Sometime I tell some young men and young women, I said, you want to get married, give me the list. What kind of picture of husband are you looking at? What kind of picture of wife? Because two things. One, praying with vision is praying at the highest level of faith. Because faith is seeing the invisible and experiencing the incredible. It's seeing the invisible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 2. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the realm of vision. For by ye the elders obtained a good report. The things you have not seen physically, you have its evidence in your vision. It is clear to you in your picture, clear to you in your face. Praying with vision is praying at the highest level of faith. That is, you are dealing with things and talking about things and expressing things to God that your physical eyes have not seen, but your spiritual eyes have seen, your mind's eye have seen. It is clear in your mind what the result look like. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, anywhere God sees faith, he moves. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The things we see here, one of the men here reminded me that in the university days I told them this kind of place where we are, that I said to them that we are going to one day be in the 100,000 seat capacity and be worshiping God in it. University days, 30 something years ago, almost 40 years very soon, university days. And he's telling me, and I remember yesterday I was talking to a professor of medicine. He said, sir, you were our leader. I remember when you came to preach to us as the president of the Nigerian Conference of Christian Dental Students. That was 34 years ago at the University of Ilorin, when you preached at the Western Zonal Conference. I remember the statements you made. He said that has marked his life today, till today. Before we finished university 30 something years ago, and they asked us to write a yearbook, one of my classmates showed me, he's a vice chancellor of deputy vice chancellor of the university today, and he showed me what I wrote, that one of my vision then was to go around the world and distribute fire. Distribution of fire, that was the word used then, to go around the world with tangible manifestations of God's power. 2 weeks, last 2 weeks alone, we went to 3 countries. Do you understand? There are things that don't happen by chance. Anything that happens for you by chance will disappear by chance. If it happens by chance, it will disappear by chance. If you don't know how it came, you won't know how it will go. The things that must come, you must see them coming. You saw them coming. I saw it coming. That is Germany revival, fire crusade. Oyibo people were in the meeting in what do you call it? Berlin, Germany. From 9 a.m. They remained there. Nobody shifted till about 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. The turnout of the evening was the same as the morning session. In Oyibo land. You went to Argentina, the same thing. Went to Brazil, the same thing. Went to Philippines, the same thing. Why? The vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. So when you are praying and you are not just assuming, you are not just hoping, but it is very clear what you are talking about, especially if the picture is from scripture, it becomes a future. Praying with vision is praying at the highest level of faith. Secondly, praying with vision is praying in the language of the Holy Spirit and causes God to do the incredible and the impossible. Praying with vision is praying in the language of the Holy Ghost and causes God to do the incredible and the impossible. Let me say this to you. God hears your voice. He also hears your vision. He hears your voice. He hears your vision. He said it shall come to pass. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. That before. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. They have not spoken. What did he hear? He heard what they are seeing in their heart. He heard their thought. He heard their vision. Your voice is audible. Your vision is audible to God. Am I communicating? He said also in Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. That is the one we speak with our mouth, and all that we imagine. That is vision. So God is able to hear what you say and is able to hear what you picture. Allah, Allah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? What is your vision? What is your picture? What is your vision? What is your picture? What is on your mind? Are you picturing calamity? Are you picturing premature death? Are you picturing being frustrated and being stranded? What exactly are you picturing? Picture it well, because your picture of today is your future tomorrow. I am not married the kind of marriage I have now by accident. I saw it coming. It was clear to me. I saw Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I saw T.L. and Daisy Osborne. They went with each other. They went round the world together. They impacted their world together. That picture was very clear in my mind. And I stepped into the home, into the marriage like that. I'm not surprised. Somebody said that you are on fire on the altar, but you are like a baby with your family and children playing. And I said, yeah. He said, everything looks so arranged and balanced. I said, yes. I saw it coming. I announced to somebody here today, whatever is in your mind today is becoming your reality shortly. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. So please, I want you to continually place the right picture in your mind. And place the right picture consistently. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. A lot of us, the devil makes your memory stronger than your imagination. With your memory, you replay the past. especially past you don't like. With your imagination, you pre-play the future, especially the future you want. And also, there are people who use the imagination negatively. So they imagine calamity. They imagine how they will be sick. They imagine, in fact, some imagine their burial, their funeral. Haven't you heard such story before? They imagine it vividly. What God is asking you is turn that imagination positive. Turn that imagination scriptural. Don't imagine what you hate. Imagine what you want. Imagine what. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't imagine what you hate. Imagine what you want. Imagine what the word of God says. And especially when you are praying, be active in picturing what you are expecting to be the outcome of that prayer. Woo! Something is about to blow for somebody here. I see a drastic result about to blow for somebody here. You will not waste your prayer another time. You will not waste your prayer another time. You will not waste your time at the place of prayer another time. Is there somebody God is speaking to? Shout the Lord and say amen. Say after me, I cannot waste my prayer another time. Will you stand on your feet and scream, I can't waste my prayer another time? Will you tell somebody by your side, you will not waste your prayer? You cannot waste your prayer. Woo! Give the Lord a praise that you take your seat. Mashakoko bagadagalagala. Pray with a picture. Pray with a vision. Praying with imagination, it amplifies the effect of your prayer. Number three is praying in the spirit. Leke tuka papa rata kasa talakratota shida. Lete kepura na galagada yala hadisa. Praying in the spirit. Two things to know about praying in the spirit. Number one, praying in the spirit is praying the right kind of prayer with the help of the Holy Spirit. You are praying the right kind of prayer with the help of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Romans 8, 26 and 27, it said, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Look at verse 20. And he that searcheth the mind, the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because that Spirit is making intercession, because he, not it, he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is how it works. Father, I want to travel to Germany. I'd like you to make the way for me to go to Germany. Then you began to pray in tongues. Jakoko papa latarata kashikala kada. Zekoko parata kalakata kashakala. And then the Holy Ghost is telling God, Father, ensure he does not go to Germany, because he's going to Germany. That is a situation where going to Germany is not the will of God for you. So the Holy Spirit helps you to address the real need. Say, Lord, Germany is not the place for him. He's missing it. Open his eyes. The prayer he needs right now is for you to open his eyes. Let him see what you want for him. Let him see where you want him to be established in life. And then you began to see, all right, oh, it's not Germany. Actually, God wants me to be established and prosperous in this nation, and then send me around the world anywhere I want. In fact, he can make me get citizenship anywhere I want by virtue of massive resources.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He can make me have citizenship anywhere I want. Whether it's in America, whether it's in, you can have, if you have a business of up to $1 million, I can tell you they can give you citizenship in America. They will give you business, a green card based on your business volume. That translates into citizenship. That is possible anywhere in the world. Am I communicating? And God, and while you are praying in the spirit, the Holy Ghost is helping you to pray the right kind of prayer. Another, look at another scenario. Lord, I'm about to travel home for this event that I've been invited to come. I ask for journey message in the name of Jesus. Masha Koko Bagalagayada. And while you are tonguing, the Holy Ghost said, Father, those three witches on the road, clear them before he arrives. Clear the road before he arrives. Clear the road before he arrives. Clean out the road. And as he steps into that compound where they drop something for him, the moment he steps there, let it backfire to sender. Hey! 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 Let it backfire to sender. Let it backfire to sender. Let the owner of evil load carry their load. At the end of the service, I'll make you to pray in the spirit for 1 minute. And if you are not careful, the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, get ready. It will happen this morning. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Take your seat. Why is praying in the spirit an amplifier of our prayer life? Number two, praying in the spirit is praying into the realm of revelation. Praying into the realm of revelations and inside information. When you pray in the spirit, you pray to the point where you step into revelations and you step into inside information. It is praying into the realm of revelations, into the realm of mysteries. Praying into the realm of revelations, inside information, and mysteries by the help of the Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And 10, the Bible said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep, deep things of God. While you are praying, the Spirit is searching all things. While you are praying, the Spirit is searching all things. While you are praying, the Spirit is searching all things. While you are praying, the Spirit is searching all things. While you are praying, the Spirit is searching all things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Happy it in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Supposing your prayer is, Lord, I am about to start this business. What kind of business am I starting? And where am I going? Jagolari tasita. Leketoko ababaratana satasaka. Diste. Lefrito marida galita fratoka sakalakase. Rekoba galite frita suta pira katinas. Lekokoba. See, I was at a junction of my life. And I needed to know which direction to go. I went on the mountains for 3 days. In Barking Ladi local government of Plateau State, the place is called Ganarop, Calvary School of Ministry, Capro. And I went there 3 days fasting. I was praying in tongues abundantly, bereketetiously. You know what Hausa people call berekete? And I was praying like that first day, second day, and by the second day evening, I was on the mountaintop when God began to, my spirit man was saturated with information. It was just saturated with information. All of a sudden, I began to know where to go. I began to know where to go. Abuja, and where in Abuja to go, specific. And as I came home, my wife was also praying before, while I was away. And we compared notes. She showed me what God has spoken to her while I was away. Before I got married, the same thing. The Lord said, it's time for me to show you who your partner in life and ministry will be. Because you are going to come to a point shortly and I don't want you to be confused. You are going to have many people around your life. I don't want you to be confused. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Is the person. And I began to pray. And as I pray, my spirit man began to be saturated with light. Saturated. One by one. Person is like this, like this, like this, like this. By before 7 days, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. The picture came together. Ah, is it this girl? Girl that I have been praying that God should give her a good husband. Is what? He says it's his mommy. I shouldn't call her a girl. Before she was your mommy, she was a girl. She's still a girl. Hallelujah. Sincerely speaking, I didn't know. That is why many people are praying for husband and wife. And the husband and wife is nearby. But for one reason or the other, their eye can't see. I'm looking for wife. You see, you mean among everybody here, you can't see wife. It has to be over. You're praying with you're praying with sister, and you people are agreeing with each other that God should give each other life partner. You are praying for her, he's praying for you. Please be seated. I see God answering somebody today. The next time you pray in the spirit. That was how Oral Roberts University happened. He was praying abundantly in the spirit. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost began to flow through and tell him, you are going to build a university. He didn't know. It flowed. It just flowed as he tongued and prayed in the spirit. He said two things had made his life. The gift of praying in tongues and understanding the prayer. That's interpretation of tongues. And the gift of sowing and giving. Oral Roberts says those two things were the things that made him and made his life and ministry. Am I speaking? From this moment forward, you are not going to pray empty tongues. Maybe I'm not talking to you. Who is God speaking to here tonight? You are not going to speak empty tongues. You are not going to speak baseless tongues. You are not going to speak vain tongues. You are going to speak tongues that you will understand. You are going to understand the answers to your prayers. As you pray in the spirit, you are going to have an understanding. Shout the Lord and say amen. So this is the protocol. Finish everything you want to tell God. In understanding everything to how to the extent. Father, I thank you for how much you have helped me. Thank you for where you brought me. I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. And I'm trusting you. I know there is a next level for my life and assignment and business and endeavor, but I don't know what that next level is. I'm looking for your help. I'm looking for your wisdom. I'm asking for your grace. I'm asking for everything you need me to know in the name of Jesus. Where you have exhausted your talk in vernacular, push it in tongues. That one has no limit. It can be 30 minutes, 1 hour. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. 2 hours, 30 minutes, 3 hours. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5. Especially when you are on a holiday or on a break or you are not going to work. 5 hours, 6 hours. By the time you have prayed until you are tired. Maybe you prayed until you are tired, like you have prayed for 6 hours and you are tired. Delete the memory of the prayer you prayed before and start again. It's called stretching in prayer. I taught it about 30 something years ago. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And you see, the time will come whether you like it or not. Paul the apostle said, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in my understanding. The time will come when after you have prayed like that, your mind, your spirit, your mind is saturated with understanding, saturated with light, saturated with what you are not thinking about. It's just flowing up. Busting forth, it becomes easy to know easy to see, easy to dream and dream it accurately. Am I speaking to anybody here? I declare today, again, in the name of Jesus, your prayer in the spirit shall produce result. It shall produce drastic result. Can I do a prophetic declaration for somebody? Before this week is out, God will flow through your prayer in the spirit and give you an answer. Hey! He will flow through your prayer in the spirit and give you an answer. He will flow through your prayer in the spirit and give you an answer. He will flow through your prayer in the spirit and give you an answer. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let us see how we can go as fast as we can. I have 8 points to deal with this morning, and we are only on number 3. Anywhere we stop, we close. Number 4 is praying with fasting. Prayer alone can be answered. That is Paris, France, right there. Prayer alone can be answered. Paris and France. Oh, you heard me on this spot. Congratulations. Prayer alone can be answered. But praying with fasting. Is praying 2 things to know. You are not under obligation to fast all the time. You can pray normally without fasting. But when you add fasting, look at 2 things. Number 1, praying with fasting is praying at a higher level of spiritual power and authority. Higher level of spiritual power and authority. Fasting powers your prayer. Fasting imparts authority in your prayer. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 17 verse 21, when the disciples couldn't cast out a certain devil, they were concerned and they asked the master, why couldn't we cast this devil out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Verse 20, because of your unbelief. How be it? And Jesus said unto them, so they asked, why couldn't we cast this devil? I said, because of your unbelief. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How be it? This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. See? That is, you prayed, the devil didn't hear you, but you added fasting to the prayer. So you stepped higher, you shifted higher in authority, you shifted higher in power. And because you shifted higher, that force of hell must bow. Am I communicating at all? That is why during the 21 days fast and 3 days fast and all of that, you just move in unusual dimensions of power and of testimony. And like I've said all the time, there's something Kenneth Hagin calls the fasted life. That trying to fast on occasions is good, but living a fasted life is best. And what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is you follow signals. Okay, you ate breakfast today, but when lunch came, no appetite to eat. Don't force yourself. Just follow the flow until when the appetite returns. Maybe there is something that needs to be tackled, that the Lord is causing you to abstain from food for that moment in order for that which must be handled to be handled. Am I communicating at all? Now, I'm sure that the day will come when God will permit us to tell you our fasting story. Maybe the day will come. Because it is not something to brag about at all. But I may not know so much, but I know that for a long time, appetite for eating in the morning disappeared. For a long time.
for a long time. I'll stop there. Right? So it shifts you into a higher level of authority, a higher level of power. So you flow there. And when you live fasted, you just flow in power and authority, permanent. Secondly, praying with fasting is praying again like praying the Holy Ghost. It is praying into the realm of revelation, light and insight. You know this familiar scripture, Isaiah 58 verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen? And then in verse 8 he said, then your light shall break forth as the morning. Your light shall break forth. In Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manasseh, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. So you fast into the realm of knowings. And how many of you know that most times the answer to your prayer is a revelation? You don't understand what I'm talking about. God, prosper me. The answer might be one light. Invest here. God, I am stranded financially. The answer may be just one light. Is that not what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer you. And what will be the answer? I will show you great and mighty things. What you are calling the answer might be a mystery, something you need to know. He said, this is why you are not yet married. Do this, do that. This is why you cannot cross this level in business. You can't cross this level in ministry. This is why everybody see you, they disfavor you. And you just got a light. And light can come out of fasting. So it amplifies your prayer effect by giving you answers that come, that are light. Some people are looking for money, but God gave you an idea, and that idea became billions. Am I communicating at all? You are looking for promotion in the office, and God gave you wisdom, and that wisdom lifted you like Joseph. Are you following what I'm saying? And that can come. I speak to somebody here today, and I don't know who it is that God is speaking to, but every answer that is tied to a revelation, that is tied to a light, that is tied to an insight, today that answer is released. That amen can be louder. That amen can be louder. That amen can be louder. Every answer that is tied to a revelation, that is tied to a light, that is tied to an understanding that you need, is released for you right now. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, what are the amplifiers of prayer and fasting? Sorry, the amplifiers of prayer we have, prayer effect, prayer effort that we have done so far. Number one is what? Let me hear you. Say it louder. Number two, praying with vision. Number three. Number four. Number five, praying in the night season is an amplifier of prayer effect. Am I allowed to give a little bit more? Praying in the night season. What happens with praying in the night season? Number one, praying in the night season is praying to intercept satanic activities that majorly happen at night.
is praying to intercept satanic activities that majorly occur at night. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 25, the Bible said, a man sowed tares, but while men slept, his enemies came and sowed tares. A lot of satanic agenda takes place in the night. That is why I'm sure the Bible calls the devil the prince of the power of darkness. The prince of the power of darkness. The prince of the power of darkness. A lot of activities happen under the cover of darkness. You know that occult activity, a lot of it is in the cover of darkness. Satanic processions most times take place by 12 midnight on the dot. Cultists. When you talk of campus cultism, their activity, their initiations and processions, middle of the night. Occult, the occult realm, middle of the night. In the spirit realm, they do their processions, middle of the night. A lot of people are attacked in their dreams while they are sleeping. While they are sleeping, they dreamt a dream. And destinies are exchanged in the night. And it is the same night time that divine activity happens. The children of Israel came out of Egypt in the midnight. Paul and Silas came out of prison in the midnight. Am I communicating with somebody here at all?
And so, when you are awake, when the enemy is at work, you cannot walk his walk. Am I communicating? And this does not mean you have to be awake throughout the night. You can just blast for 30 minutes, 1 hour, and it can dismantle the whole work of the whole night. Am I communicating? It's an amplifier of prayer, because most times he said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And we dismantle this agenda of darkness at night. That is why the commanding the day midnight prayer became very, very dangerous against the devil. How many of you know that before the commanding the day midnight prayer, we did morning prayers? Early will I seek you. That was 6 to 7. Early will I seek you. We did it for a while. Thank God for the testimonies. But the moment commanded them in our prayer started, it was a blast on the devil. Knockout blow. We uppercut. And below the belt blows. Below the belt. Testimonies were instant on the spot. All manner of activities were dismantled. I announce to somebody here, in the middle of the night, as you lift up your voice in prayer, divine intervention shall be your portion. God shall give you testimonies. Your story is changing here today. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. For anybody who has been saying, at least I need answers from God, I have been praying. These 8 things that I am mentioning, your answer will not escape. Take your seat. Praying in the night season. Praying in the night season. Praying in the night season is praying to intercept satanic activities. Number 2, praying in the... Okay. These things are all actually connected. Praying in the night season, again, is praying into dimensions of visions, revelations, and instructions. Visions, revelations, and instructions. Psalm 16, verse 7. The Bible said, see, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins instruct me in the night seasons. My reins instruct me in the night season. My reins instruct me in the night season. Daniel chapter 2 verse 16 to verse 19. Daniel 2, 16 to 19. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would grant him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel was at the place of prayer, and the secret was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Praying in the night intercepts the agenda of the devil.
praying in the night is praying into dimensions of visions and revelations. And praying in the night is actually praying at a time of high angelic and spiritual traffic. There is a lot of angelic and spiritual traffic that happens in the night. Angels were ascending and descending. You remember when Jacob came to the place called Bethel, and he laid down, I believe that was Genesis chapter 18, I think verse 14 or so, while he laid down and the heavens were open and angels were ascending and descending. The sun was set and he laid down and he dreamt a dream and angels were ascending. You see, there is a lot of spiritual traffic in the night. Spiritual traffic. Bad spirits are moving. Good spirits are moving. And so when you are there, you can deploy angels like Daniel did many times, and you also demobilize demons when you pray. You can put that as a third point of praying in the night season. Praying the night season. That is one thing I forgot to say concerning praying in the spirit. If you have the space, you can put it. Otherwise, you can include it here. One of the things that praying in the spirit also does for us, praying in the spirit is building up faith in our spirits. Building up faith in our spirits, which is critical to answer prayers. When you pray, the Bible says, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In Jude verse 20, we build faith in our spirits. You build boldness in your spirit when you pray in the Holy Ghost. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 6 and 7. But the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. It is spirit of boldness. So you pray in the spirit, impart boldness audacity, impart faith. So, and faith is critical to answered prayer, because the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Someone say aloud, amen. Is there anybody God is speaking to here this morning at all? Say aloud, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Say a believer's amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. So that is praying the night season. As many as are not yet connected to the commanded day midnight prayer, try join us. Even on your own, even when that prayer is over, take a little time once in a while to deal with some things in the night season, and you will see drastic results in Jesus' precious name. That was praying in the night season. Number 6 is praying with vows and sacrifices. Vows and sacrifices. Vows and sacrifices. They amplify our prayer effort. When we lay sacrifices on the altar and we make vows to God, it amplifies our prayer effect. Vows and sacrifices release our faith. That's the first thing. Vows and sacrifices release our faith for divine intervention and drastic turnaround. You just, Lord, if you do this, this is what I'm going to do. Oh Lord, I place this sacrifice on the altar. They release our faith for divine intervention and for drastic turnaround. That was what Hannah did. She had gone to Shiloh for a long time praying for a child, but the child could not come. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, she made a vow. And she vowed a vow and said, oh Lord, if you will look on the affliction of your handmaid, remember me not, forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And that vow produced the result in verse 18 and 19. And the Bible said, and God, and she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worship before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah, and Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. She had gone all the time, she had prayed all the time, but when she did a sacrifice, she made a vow. God answered it on the spot. Psalm 126 verse 1 to verse 4. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That sowing in tears is called sacrifice, and it turns captivities. Somebody say amen. Can somebody say louder, amen? Can somebody say louder, amen? Somebody scream, a believer's amen. Secondly, vows and sacrifices establish memorial altars with God that expedite answers in time of need. It establishes memorial altars with God that expedite answers in time of need. When you are a person who knows how to give sacrifices and give sacrificially, and give sacrificially in times of need, your altar speaks for you. Your altar of sacrifice speaks for you. Your altar of sacrifice comes up as a memorial. Look at Psalm 20 verse 1 to verse 3. It said, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. May he send you help from the sanctuary, strengthen you out of Zion. And remember, why will he hear you in the day of trouble? Because he remembers your offerings and he has accepted your burnt sacrifice. Like the Americans will say, I am preaching good this morning. They used to give themselves thumbs up. Hallelujah. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. Your sacrifice is the outcome of your sacrifice may not be matters of today. They may not be matters of even tomorrow. They are matters of the day of trouble. The day where nothing can help you, where nobody can help you, where no qualification can help you, where no connection can help you. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Wise people are saying amen right now. May he strengthen you out of Zion. Why? He remembers all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Somebody's offerings and somebody's sacrifice will speak for you today. You know, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and in verse 1, the Lord, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of a band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his heart. He gave much alms to the people and prayed always. He was combining giving with prayer. He saw evidently in a vision about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was troubled and he said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your giving has come up as a memorial. Memorial means there is something before God that is reminding God about you. You have put your remembrance perpetually before God. Your sacrifices makes your remembrance in front of God perpetual. We are sacrificing our time. We are sacrificing our resources. We are sacrificing our life. Sacrificing our leisure. You know how my Saturday was? Okay, let me start. Friday night, we are in Lugbe for the crusade. They will show us the crusade highlight shortly. We came from Lugbe to command the day midnight prayer. Can you just show a flash of that crusade? Just a little flash. Just a little flash. That's right. That is neighborhood here, just here. Right here. This Friday evening, we came back from there to commanding the day midnight prayer. Can you show us the clip of the commanding the midnight prayer? Where we have
Abuja's home church leaders and their assistants,
the meeting in the night.
Can you show it? They were there. Maybe I took you on the spot. But is it today's service? Okay, this is today's service. That day too was like this. That's it. This is the commanded day, I pray. This is home church leaders from the FCT. We stayed till 4 a.m. From 4 a.m., when did I sleep? Is it 6? Then we have to wake up and go for Destiny Christian Academy graduation. They can show that one too. Scream, scream, scream. Our star set of 98 children. Great, great, great children. And then that got a full scholarship award. She cleared 11 A's. A times 11. So she will not pay school fees for 2 years. The father is to reserve his money. His offense is being the father of such a child. That's their celebration. And from there, see them right there. Stepped into town, returned back for commanded day midnight prayer. And then we are here in the service this morning. Sacrifice of life, sacrifice of time, sacrifice of resources, sacrifice of leisure, sacrifice of spare time. And then you think, if I speak, God is quiet. No. And then you want to look for my trouble. You want to stand for highway for trailer to jam you. Even if you don't see results immediately, you see it eventually, definitively, without fail. Without fail. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is sacrifice. Sacrifice. I speak to someone here, in the season you are in, your sacrifices of yesterday shall begin to speak for you. They shall begin to speak for your children. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Now look at the drastic connection of sacrifice. Luke chapter 7. I preach for more than 1 hour in this service. Luke chapter 7 from verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to his heart was sick, ready to die. That is, the man has agreed to die. He is determined to die. Know that he is sick unto death. Himself is ready to die. And when the man heard of Jesus, I don't know whether it is the same centurion. When he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, begging him that he will come and heal his servant. When they came to the Jews, you know what they said? This man, they besought him instantly, saying, this man is qualified for you to do this for him. Why? He loveth our nation, and only him built a church. Only him. Single-handed, he built a church. What did Jesus say? I'm coming. What did he say? Tell him I'm coming later. Tell him I don't have a chance now. What did he say? This is not the man to send prayer to. Let's go.
Who built the church? The man that... Let's go. Let's go. Talk no further. He built what? A church. One person. Let's go. And the man now was in the matter. While Jesus came saying, oh God, don't bother come. I am a man under authority. I know authority line. Demons respond to authority. Just say it in a word. Jesus said, upon on top of building church, you have this kind of revelation. You have this kind of faith. Your servant is healed. Am I communicating at all? That is the potency of sacrifice. The power of doing things for God from your heart. It will make God to stand where others are begging. There are people that God stand up for. There are some he might send a servant, but there are others he stands up for. He said, I am here in person. Because of the kind of thing this man is doing, I am here in person. God is about to stand up for somebody. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Who is God speaking to here this morning particularly? How many of you are receiving something here? How many of you, this thing is changing your prayer life? All right, let's quickly round off. Praying, it establishes the memorial altar with God. I've said the two things. Now, number seven is praying in agreement. The prayer of agreement. Making someone else or the brethren to join you in prayer, like the home cell setting. Two things again are needed here. That these are amplifiers of prayer. You can pray by yourself and your prayer can be answered. But when prayer is prayed in agreement, number one, praying in agreement is praying in line with the will of God, producing drastic results. Is praying in line with the will and promise of God. When God gives a promise and when God establishes his will and you follow it, you see results. Why do I say praying in line with the will or promise of God? In Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, he said, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they will ask, it shall be done for them. So when you now follow this directly, you are following what he promised and what he wills. That is 1 John 5 and in verse 14. If we pray, he said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if he hears us, we know that we have our petition. So we are praying in accordance with his will and his promise, and he is committed to hearing. Agreement means you and your wife, you hold hand. You and your Christian brother or Christian sister, as the case may be, in agreement. The home cell setting, that is one of the strongest places of agreement. Agreeing together with you. Let's pray for our brother. Let's pray for this sister. Let's pray for this family. It's an agreement, and we have numerous testimonies from the home cell producing drastic results. Secondly, praying in agreement is praying with the synergy of love and faith. You are synergizing love and faith. You are pulling together love, in fact, faith and unity. And that produces drastic results. There is power in love. You can't agree to pray for somebody without loving them. Love has power, it produces. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 12, the Bible said, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up.
Again, if two lie together, then they can have it. But how can one be warmed alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's the power of unity. In Acts chapter 4 verse 23, when the disciples were threatened, the Bible said, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Now you jump to verse 31 and then verse 33. And when they had prayed, they lifted up their voice, they went to their company to agree together. We are under a threat. We have been threatened. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Somebody say aloud, amen. Acts chapter 14 verse 20. When Paul the apostle was stoned and left to die, the brethren surrounded him. They stood in agreement around him. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. They stood round him, and he stood up. And of course, Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, he said, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong like death. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. But love is strong. You hold the hand of your wife in love. We are agreeing on this matter. You hold the hand of the brethren together in love. We surround the brother in love. We agree together in the home cell system in love. That is why the devil brings bitterness, so that prayers can be hindered. That is why the devil brings disharmony between husband and wife. Disharmony. So that they don't see eye to eye. This one say A, another one head B. Say, is it me you are insulting? Say, how did I say that you call it insult? You understand? The devil is a bad boy. Bad boy. Bad boy confirmed. By bad boy Pro Max. Are you following what I'm saying? Nice looking husband, nice looking wife. At crisis. Tension. But this person is nice individually. This one is nice individually. But togetherly. But today, that yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. Very soon we are going to hold our hands together as a church. Everywhere we are connected, holding hands and saying, Lord, every need here today, let it be met. Everyone who is here today, trusting you for anything, meet our needs. Are you ready? What number are we now? All right, let's go to the final number. And it's praying with praise. Woo! Woo! Praying with praise. Praying with worship. Praying with thanksgiving. Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang. The Holy Ghost. Paul and Silas, they prayed and prayed. They sang and sang. The Holy Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang. The Holy Ghost. Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang the Holy Ghost. Paul and Silas, they prayed, sang the Holy Ghost. Sing it two more times. They prayed, they sang and sang the Holy Ghost. Everybody's been, they prayed, they sang the Holy Ghost. Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang, and the Holy. Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang. One more. Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang. The Holy Ghost came down. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praying with praise. is praying down the presence of God with drastic results.
Because God inhabits the praises of his people.
He's praying down the presence of God with drastic results.
Psalm 22 verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
He's praying down the presence of God with drastic results.
That was what Paul the apostle did. Paul and Silas did in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to verse 26. They prayed and sang, and God descended into the prison. So the prison shook, because no prison can carry God.
The doors of the prison opened, but because God can't be imprisoned, the foundation shook. Every prison holding your life, holding your career, holding your destiny, holding your assignment, holding your resources is about to be broken open today. Every prison is about to collapse today. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat 1 minute, you'll stand up shortly. Mahashata Kalav.
And secondly, praying with praise
is praying with faith.
Especially in anticipation of results, it is praying with faith.
Doubt don't make you sing. Unbelief don't make you praise. Worry don't make you sing. Fear don't make you sing.
Psalm 106 verse 12 said they believe his word, they sang his praise. Romans 4:20 said Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
And whenever faith is expressed, God is manifested. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder.
It's praying with faith. Why is it that we are dancing all the time and celebrating all the time and moving all the time?
Because we know that everything is under control. Nothing can get out of. One day I was at the airport and a song was playing, and my normal reaction to praise is movement of body. It doesn't matter where it is. So as my body was about to move, I said, listen to the song very well first. Is it a Christian song? So I know what I'm dancing to. When I listened carefully, I adjusted myself. I said, hold on until you hear the right song. Praise the Lord. That is how easy it is. When your mind is saturated with possibility, your body will move with celebration on a continuous basis. You just everything is under control. Nothing gets out of control where you are. Nothing. Somebody say a loud amen.
Somebody is blessed this morning, say amen. Somebody is more blessed than the other person here this morning, say louder, amen. Somebody is highly blessed this morning, shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen like a believer. What is my counsel this morning?
Amplify and accelerate the impact of your prayers. True proven scriptural principles. Accelerate. Amplify the impact of your prayers. Release those that need forgiveness from you. Begin to pray not just aimlessly, but with the pictures, with the vision.
Pray abundantly in the spirit. Pray with fasting. Take advantage of the night season. Give sacrificially. It doesn't have to be when there is a problem. Just let sacrifice be a normal life, so that you have a memorial before God permanently. So that anytime you speak, your sacrifice was already speaking for you. Be in agreement to the brethren. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, both in the main church and in the home cell. And don't ever bow for the spirit of depression and discouragement. Somebody say loud amen. But I stand here with a mantle this morning to declare that testimony that is about to make somebody dance endlessly is happening right now. That amen is too paralyzed. That amen is still paralyzed. I am anointed to announce to somebody that from this moment, your life and your destiny is unstoppable. You are unstoppable. You are irresistible. You are indomitable. You are indefatigable. The powers of hell, the powers of darkness, the powers of witchcraft that defeated you before today, they are bowing right now. They are bowing right now. They are bowing right now. Will you stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen? Will you stand up and shout the loudest amen? That amen can be better. Give him a 30-second shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. Clap your hands. Oh, ye people. Clap your hands. Help that woman there. Help that woman there. Help that woman. There is power everywhere. Clap your hands. All ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God. We are broad and unfallen, but we are risen and we stand upright. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies rise up against me, they stumbled and fell. Even war shall rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to inquire in his temple. In his temple. And he said, Lata Satada, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. There is an eruption of fertilized. Open your mouth and pray. Lift your voice. Pray in the spirit. Little city. Kalashi, Kalasha, Iparetis, Icoperita, Ike Kiparo, Oshutalite, Ike Peretesina. Jesus, lift your hands up. After this fire impartation, we'll do some sessions of intercession and then return back. Revival fire is falling. Fire to devour witches. Fire to devour witchcraft. Fire, hey! Fire to devour, to destroy the limitations of your life and your destiny. Help him there, right there. Who told you you are wasting your time serving God? Hey, help him. Help them right there. Help them right there. Who told you you are wasting your time serving God? You are wasting your time in the service of God. Every devil that is rendering useless your service of God is set on fire today. Every wizard, every altar, every power of darkness that wants to render you useless in the service of God, in the house of God, they are roasted by fire. 24-hour miracles, 48-hour miracles, 72-hour miracles, miracles before the end of the week shall be your manifestation, shall be your portion, your long-awaited testimony, your long-awaited expectation, your long-awaited desire is released right now. It's happening right now. Receive! Lift your hands up. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream fire at the top of your voice. Fire at the top of your voice. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire at the top of your voice and you place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues for the next 120 seconds. That is 2 minutes straight. You blast in tongues. You scream fire. Let revival fire step into your life. Let the fire of love step into your life and burn every addiction and burn every chain and burn every satanic oppression, every captivity. Let the fire of praying in the spirit, the fire of fasting, the fire of midnight prayer, the fire of sacrifices, let the fire of agreement prayer, let the fire of praise and worship come on you afresh. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Let the fire fall. Father, let that fire fall right now. Let the fire fall. At the count of three, I decree the release of fire in the name of Jesus. 1, 2. Today, you've seen the move of God, you heard the word of God, you heard the word of God, you saw the power of God, you heard the testimonies, but your life is not changed. You have not given yourself to Jesus and you want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus. Loudest. Lord Jesus, let me hear you. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever.
Backward, never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Can I see your hand? Everywhere you are. Wave it. Wave the hands high. Excellent. I will soon call you for the gallery also. I will soon call you forward. But before I call you forward, I pray that the Lord will perfect all that concerns your life. In Jesus' name.